everyone, and welcome back to the Willow Pod. I'm Skye. Beth is back here again with us today to share with us her story of being a victim of domestic abuse. So we left it off in the last episode that she had fallen pregnant. Do you want to carry on with your story from there?
Yeah, so falling pregnant, I was naturally elated. There was very little emotion shown by Pete, very little involvement all the way through the pregnancy, which felt strange to me. But upon reflection, it was behaviour that I learned to accept that was Pete. And at times I felt confused, knowing that there's something wasn't right and that I should be, or Pete should be, more involved in getting excited about the formation of our family. He in fact started to work away more. He left all the planning of anything relating to the baby to me. I funded financially everything that we required for the arrival of the baby. And although it didn't sit comfortable, I felt very alone. I felt very alone in the process. And when I would question Pete about this or ask for his input, he did almost make me feel embarrassed and ashamed that I was asking that of him. So I guess the point of sharing that is, upon reflection, it was almost like Pete was training me to accept that that was normal. And how dare I question any more or ask any more of him? So it was quite a lonely, strange experience, by which point Pete was trying to make decisions about our home, for example, take control of all our financial planning, and become more disengaged really in our relationship, or his attention or his affection towards me became quite a lonely existence in the relationship. It was kind of me and the baby and then Pete.
So it was almost as if the relationship, how it started, where he was love bombing you and he was overly attentive towards you, it was almost like that had turned, like he'd turned on his foot with that.
Yeah, so it was a case of, in hindsight now, I was pregnant, he'd achieved what he wanted, and then, as I say, he was working away more. I was very much told that, you know, my job was now to be the mother of his child. So yeah, it would be fair to say that the intense love bombing and almost ceased quite quickly.
So obviously a lot of people expect that people in domestic abuse relationships, that through pregnancy the domestic abuse would actually decrease. I guess people expect that because the perpetrator wants to protect the baby or protect the victim, but we know that that's not the case. We know that victims of domestic abuse, when pregnant, the abuse usually gets worse. Was there any physical abuse?
Yeah, I would agree that the coercive and gaslighting, as soon as I was pregnant, that intensified somewhat, certainly making me question my behaviour at times. So leading up to my first child being born, that in itself was quite a strange experience. I had to have a cesarean section through complications of the position of the baby. I returned home after a couple of days, and almost immediately I was unable physically to do a number of things that I would ordinarily do, such as chores around the house, walking the dog. As soon as I returned home, Pete refused to walk the dog. He would put pressure on me, knowing that I was quite house pride, that I would like to run the Hoover over every day or ensure that the dishes were done. And he flatly refused to assist in any of this. He didn't offer. And actually made me feel very guilty that I would even ask him to help, because over time, you know, that very much became my part of the relationship to cover that off. And I remember him making me feel very bad and incapable and ashamed that I was physically not in a position to do that, to the point I ended up walking the dog just 3 short days after having that surgery. And I remember walking, crying, very uncomfortable, in pain, knowing I shouldn't be doing this exercise, but knowing if I didn't, the dog wasn't going to get out. And looking back, that was very much the intention of Pete. Intentional physical harm started shortly after the baby was born, which started by him losing his temper and throwing things, hard artifacts, at my head. I remember on a couple of occasions seeing smashed on the floor.